We say good morning to Mr. Jay Kabila. Sir, how are you?
Good morning, Jay. I'm doing well. On this Jake's Take today, excuse me. Wow, that was a flub there. On Jake's Take today, I want to say on this first day of May, you know, it's getting nicer out. The weather's getting warmer out. And, you know, for my take, we got to get outside more. People got to do more stuff outside. We got to, you know, we got to appreciate, you know, the atmosphere we have out here. I'm not getting into global pollution and stuff like that. I'm just saying, you know, we got to be more physically active. We got to.
Let me ask you a question.
Ask me the question, Jay.
You got to be active. You want to go outside. What I want to hear from you, sir, what do you think of all this going on in these college campuses? I mean, these are people in your age group. What's your that's why I want to hear your take on what's going on in the world right now around this country. It is downright disgraceful. It's unbelievable waking up to this. That's what I want to hear from you today.
My take,
I'm going to insert my own thought process to hopefully change your mindset as far as your Jake's Take this morning. Go ahead.
Okay, well then for Jake's Take today, I will talk about that. You know, I think it's disgraceful as well. I mean, that's the exact word I'd use. It's just ridiculous. I mean, it boggles my mind how, you know, we've come to this point where, you know, I'm seeing posts of it all over social media. You know, we have officers literally carrying protesters off the campuses, and they're still, you know, creating such dramatic, you know, they're creating all this drama on the campuses, and it's sickening. Like, it really sets a bad example for my generation and the younger generation, you know, that's going into college right now, because we have high school students that are seeing this. All, and you know, this, and it sparks something in their head. It makes them think, you know, is this like stuff I'm gonna deal with when I go to college if they go away? Like, now they have to be careful where they go to college. Now they have to be careful, you know, if they're gonna end up getting involved in a cause or something. And you know, we live in a day to day where, you know, violence could happen as a result of just how people feel. And it's upsetting to me. It's very upsetting.
I think it's upsetting to all. It really is. Anybody with half a brain cell witnessing this right now, it's, you know, it's all over the place. Campuses from East Coast to West Coast. USC right now. UCLA, I'm seeing a live shot, 3:30 in the morning there. And the LAPD are on the campus. Violent clashes overnight. It's unbelievable. Police moving into Columbia. That's what they needed to do from the get-go here. Man, I'll tell you, it is alarming. It really is. All right, sir. We appreciate that. You know, these are contemporaries, so to speak, as far as the age group. And I just wanted to get your take. John Gifford, ladies and gentlemen, on base today. Good job, Mr. Giff. Getting ready for the Bila departure on Friday.
I'm not departing. I will only be away just the one day.
Yeah, that's what they all say. They all say they're going to go away for a day. We see them a year later. Bila, come clean.
Oh, I'm staying.